BBC Radio Sheffield, Share and Believe. Now, it's that time of year again where we make the New Year's resolutions. And if you're like most people I know, probably broken them by now. And maybe you've vowed to quit smoking, lose weight, or try something new in 2012. But why do we make them? Sometimes they can be described as empty promises. And why should we? Well, Maddie Malhotra is a life coach based in Sheffield. Joins me in the studio now. Morning, Maddie.
Good morning, Steve.
Why do we make New Year's resolutions? Is it part of the whole new start, new year kind of thing?
To be honest, the successful people, they don't really wait for the new year to set goals or make resolutions. But it's just a trend that we make resolutions and then not follow through. So, no, we don't have to wait until the new year, but yes, we do like to achieve few things in the coming year or in the coming days, and we create them. The problem is that most of us broke them by 20th of January.
By the 20th, right? Okay, yes, so we get a good couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks at it then.
Yes, yeah.
And what ones do you normally hear about every year? Is it the predictable ones? Is it the smoking, the drinking, getting healthy?
Usually the number one is losing weight, which is a problem with a lot of people. And then, yes, they want to quit smoking, they want to change their jobs or, you know, do something for their business. And these are the main ones which I usually hear from people.
Mm. And what advice would you give them to be able to carry these out and stick to it throughout the rest of the year?
I think what people try to do is they want to change their results. They want to get more results without changing themselves. What's really stopping them from following their New Year resolutions or getting through is themselves, is their limiting beliefs about what is possible about themselves, is their negative thinking as well. So if they don't do all that, and of course, being disciplined, taking action. And what people do is they just make wishes. And they want their wishes to come true, and they just have a hope. But the bad news is, no, the wishes don't come true until you take action.
So with any resolution that you make, there is a lot of hard work that's going to be
absolutely
required.
Absolutely, like anything else, yes. So yes, you have to take action. No one else can do your push-ups on your behalf. So you take action, you stay disciplined, and you keep track of what you have achieved, and then you reward yourself, you measure every time, and then go up, and sometimes change. Successful people, they do that every single week. They change their goals, alter them, they see how far they have come, and then they decide their future things.
Is it important to make realistic resolutions when we look at things like this?
Yes, we say realistic, but it's funny that what is the definition of realistic? Because we are limited by our beliefs. So realistic for few people would be in their comfort zone. And we don't want our goals to be in our comfort zone because then we won't do much. So realistic, it has to give you, you know, some motivation to do it. You have to have motivation. But you should go an extra mile to do it. So realistic can be different for everyone, but realistic should be something which makes you do some hard work and make you achieve that goal.
I suppose it's getting harder, isn't it? Because we're working different shifts and we're working lots of hours nowadays. I mean, my resolution last year was to get healthy and get fitter. And I managed to do it a little bit, but not quite as much as I like, purely because of the amount of hours I'm working. Are you noticing that people are working harder nowadays and working more, and they're not able to sustain things that they promised themselves in January? By February, March, they've kind of fallen off the scale.
Yes, that's true. I used to work in night shifts as well, and I can understand that, yes, there can be problems if people are working in shifts or working unusual hours. But that doesn't stop someone who is determined to achieve their goals. The only thing I think stops us is ourselves, and we get back into our comfort zone. And after, you know, dreaming about, yes, I want to do this and all the desires, we get back to square one.
So do we use circumstances as a barrier too often in life?
Yes, that's usually there are excuses. Yes.
Tell me about this book that you've written, Bulletproof Belief, How to Achieve Every Goal You Set Without Fail. What made you put this book together?
I was working in IT, and coming from a background from India, from poverty and failing at school and college and not getting, you know, good jobs, I was working in IT with British Telecoms, and it wasn't fulfilling. The happiness and peace was missing. So I thought I should learn from the most successful and happy people. What do they do differently from normal people? So I studied that. I did lots of courses like hypnotherapy, NLP, life coaching, and lots of other therapies. I learned from the most you know, big and best personal development gurus around the world. And then I created this book because about the beliefs, about the mindset, positive thinking, all this is not taught at school. And it's very sad. And that was the main motivation. I should share with people what I learned, how I turned around my life, and what successful people really do.
And what can people get from this, from reading the book? I mean, they've got to be in the frame of mind themselves that they want to achieve something before they read this, I'm guessing.
Yes, but this book mainly will also tell you why you stop yourself, why people don't achieve, why people fail, what are your fears. And then it also gives you some tools and techniques how you can change your beliefs, how you can change your focus from negative thinking to positive thinking, and then how to set effective goals so you can really achieve them without having any barriers from within.
And what kind of techniques do you advise?
Mainly it's what you say conditioning in Britain, or programming of your mind. So you need to analyze your beliefs first, which is why the book is called Bulletproof Belief, because it's your beliefs about yourself, about your worth, about what is possible, about your abilities. These beliefs stop you from moving forward in life. So first thing is you get rid of those beliefs which are stopping you, and then create new ones so that you can move forward in life or in any area of life.
I read from your biography this morning that you are described as the happiest man in Britain. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I did say that and, on other BBC show as well. And the reason for that is coming from a background and being victim of communal riots and everything in the past, I think I turned around my life after knowing all these secrets about belief and thoughts and how to take control of your emotions and happiness. Which is why I call myself happiest man, because I'm living my passion, living my dream.
Are you always happy?
Usually, yes. Yeah, and thankful as well.
Does it pay for us to have a bit of downtime sometimes? Because then obviously we can appreciate the happier times when they come along then.
It can do, yes, and it can also motivate you. But then just focusing on what you don't want, or focusing on your past, focusing on what hasn't worked, focusing on your failures will not do any good. So any fears or any worries from the past or in the present, they won't help you. But downtime can be, you know, you can get yourself together, get motivated and get back on the track.
Appreciate you coming in this morning, Maddie. Thanks for your time. The book's called Bulletproof Belief, How to Achieve Every Goal You Set Without Fail. Is it available now from most places?
It is available on Amazon.com, yes.
Brilliant.
And from my website, www.speakermaddie.com.
Maddie Mulholtra, thanks a lot for your time this morning. Thanks, Maddie.
Thank you, Steve.
Cheers.